Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet him. Hit him up on Facebook, IG him, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We want the Lord to move in a mighty way, so I hope you raise your level of expectation as you came on Prophetic Corner Ministries, because God has a word that will set you free. Glory to God. Amen. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want to make sure you tune in, amen, to WOW Radio on Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles, my God, they bring such a word in due season that will just go ahead and just deliver you and get you delivered on the spot. It'll give you just what you need. You don't want to miss the word that comes forth on Tuesday night. It starts at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you don't want to miss that word that comes forth every Tuesday, a dynamic word that gives you everything that you need in the Word of God and give it to you word by word, line upon line, precept on precept from the Word of God. So you don't want to miss it. Make sure you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because we know God's going to move. Amen. Glory to God. But you need to be on point so you won't miss the move of God. Amen. And go ahead and call your neighbors and let them know, amen, that they'll be on Tuesday night. Don't let them miss it either. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have, amen, Elder Faith Come By Hearing. Elder Bertha Askew comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. A word in season. It was a word yesterday. It was off the chain. And then she started praying, my God, I know some people got delivered and some got set free. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Word of God, for the people of God, because the Word comes to deliver, and it comes to heal. It comes to set you free from everything that you think you may be bound down with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you didn't listen, you can also go back and hear it on demand. Every show is pre-recorded, so you can go back and pull them up on Blog Talk and hear the Word of the Lord over and over again, because it said faith come by hearing. Amen. And hearing by the Word of God. So you can go back and listen to the Word as it comes forth. Hallelujah. To get you delivered, healed, and set free. Amen. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. Glory to God. I am the first hour. Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to tune in on Sunday, because there's a word that's coming forth that's going to knock your socks off. You can go ahead and, I know some have already went to church, but just lay back and relax, because we're going to take you there. That song said, let me take you there. We're going to take you there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can just relax now, because you're going to get another word. Glory to God, from straight from heaven. Glory to God. And then I want you to tune in next, coming up, the next hour. It would be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure you tune in, you go over and hear what the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. And if you need a mentor, you need a coach, a life coach, you need someone to help you to get to that next level in life, amen, you say nobody wants to train you, then the doors are open. I want you to go ahead and hit Prophetess Yvonne Riles or Pastor Joseph Riles up on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know that you're in need of a counselor. You're in need of a life coach. Whatever your need may be, it's always in the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. Amen. While the doors are still open. You know, understand, doors open, but you know they also shut for a reason. Glory to God. Because, you know, it don't always stay open, but the doors are still open. Amen. As I speak. So you want to go on in and let God help you to get to that next place in Him. Nothing is more important than being in a place where God wants you to be. Nothing is more important. It really isn't. When I said nothing, I mean nothing is more important than being in that place where God is calling you to be able to minister to his people and get his people set free. So come on in and get in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're asking if you want to partner with us, we are more than welcome to come become partners. Glory to God. We're only asking for $25 or more. And in paying the $25 or more, you can't pay enough really for ministry. If you're doing real ministry, it takes real time. Glory to God. It ain't no plaything, I'm telling you. If you're doing real ministry and you're seeking a real God, it takes real time. Hallelujah. It don't take maybe an hour, no, 2 hours. You got to go deeper than that. That's more than just 2 hours a week. Glory to God. So I'm encouraging you to come on and partner with us. And you'll get many, many, many things in partnering with us. And you'll get placed on the prayer list where you are prayed for. Amen. In our personal prayer time, we lift you up to the Lord our God. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and partner. Come on in and be blessed. Join the team and hear what the Lord wants to say to you and see what God wants to do in your life. Hallelujah. Don't be a doormat in 2018. If you was a doormat, glory to God, in 2017, don't be a doormat in 2018. Go ahead and pick the mat up, shake the dust off, and come on in and let the Spirit of the Lord work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that's enough said about all the announcements. Keep them in mind, and you can go to any of our Facebook pages, and you can see the times and the time zones on all the pages. You can go on Apostle Yvonne Rowell. It's going to be Yvonne Rowell and Pastor Joseph Rowell. You can go on their page. You can go on Elder Bertha Askew's page. You can go on Prophetess Martha Williams' page. You can go on Minister Elaine Jackson page. You can go on Minister Sheila Levitch page. You can go on Minister Michelle Wilson page. All of us have pages, so you can go on there and you can look at the times, the different time zones, so you will not miss the word that's coming forth in this season. Glory to God. As you can see, you know, we're in January and we already down almost to the end. These times are passing fast. So don't miss it. I don't want you to miss it. Glory to God. Now, with all that said, if anyone desires prayer at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for prayer. If you desire prayer, press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Just go ahead and press the 1. And if not, glory to God, we're going to move on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to move on. I'm going to open us up with prayer. And while I'm opening prayer, I want you to go ahead and turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I'm going to begin at the first verse. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for yet another day that you have spared us, God. You have allowed us to come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praises, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we lift you up. We magnify your holy name on high. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because everything that you have done, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, and even in the last season, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Although, Lord God, some didn't get what they thought they should have got, but God, we know, Lord, you gave them as much as they needed, oh Father. So, Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you're Alpha, Omega, you're the beginning, and you're the end. You knew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our end, Lord God, even before we began, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are now listening on Worldwide Radio to hear a word that comes straight from heaven, Lord God. Father God, let this word, Lord, do what it's set out to do. I command it, Lord God, to happen in everyone's life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, Lord God, and those that are listening on the way of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let this word travel, Lord God, to heal those that need healing, God, from drugs, those that need a healing in their mind, those that need healing from porn, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that need healing, God, and setting free, Lord God, in their mindset, thinking that they can't go no higher in you, Lord God. Father God, let the word heal, Lord God, all the gossiping spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it set them free and let them know, Lord, that you're in charge, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you can forgive, Lord God, then we have to forgive, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not holding on to the past, but pressing, Lord God, towards the mark of the higher calling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to continue in righteousness for your name's sake, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we call them out of the dark places into your marvelous light. Every backslidden, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has bound, Lord God, with chains, Lord God, we say, loose them. We command them to loose and set them free in this season right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you the glory, oh God. Father God, we come against those, Lord God, who say they are accustomed to that lifestyle. Father, deliver them, Lord God. If it's not a call, lifestyle, Lord God, of the righteous, deliver them, Lord God, out of their lifestyle that they say they are accustomed to, Lord God. In other words, they've gotten comfortable, Lord. Deliver them, Lord, out of their lifestyle. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that they come forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and walk in your righteousness, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, it doesn't matter what lifestyle you are accustomed to. Glory to God. Understand, we serve a righteous God. We serve a God that can get you delivered, healed, and set free. You don't have to do those things you used to do anymore, hallelujah. You said you're accustomed to it. In other words, you don't know how, hallelujah, to break free. Well, I'm going to tell you how you break free, glory to God. You stop hanging around. All those that you used to hang around, cut them loose, hallelujah. If they ain't going the way you're walking, just go ahead and cut them loose. Hallelujah, glory to God. And when you confess, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord, then know, hallelujah, that he is the head of your life, and whatever you need, he will provide it. Glory to God. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead. I'm hearing the call. I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Oh, God, forgive me, Lord, of all my sins. Forgive me for my unrighteousness, Lord God, so I may become righteous in you. Father God, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew the right spirit, Lord God, so I can walk right, so I can talk right, Lord God, so I can serve you the way I should. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You're hooked, good God. You are a blood-washed, born believer. Somebody took that. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, it's okay, hallelujah, but I would like for you to hit me up on Facebook and let me know so we can tell you the what next, because I don't want to leave you hanging out there, glory to God, so go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know, hallelujah, that it was you, so you can go ahead, amen, and I can tell you the what next, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we're going to go ahead on with our message on today, hallelujah, amen. You should be there by now, John chapter 8. The title of this message is Sweep Around Your Own Front Door. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. How many times, dude, sometimes, you know, you're always trying to sweep around somebody else's. But what about all the dust you got in yours and all the stuff that came up and piled up around your door? Hallelujah. And all the things that you've done, hallelujah, the sins you have committed and all that different stuff, glory to God. And you forget when you ain't been saved all your life. Glory to God. Understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to sweep around our own front door. Because, you know, if Jesus forgives, then we have to forgive too. Amen. Glory to God. Because if we don't forgive, hallelujah, he ain't going to forgive us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word. Hallelujah. Chapter 8. We're going to start at John chapter 8. Glory to God. The first verse. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down, and he taught them. Now, you see right here, ain't it something, you know, those the people in the Bible, they when he raised up his 12 disciples, They didn't just get there on their own. Now, let's write right here what he said. He taught them. People came and he taught them. So why do you think we don't have to be taught? Why do you think that people say, well, you know, I know the Bible, but you know, he says dangerous to know it. For that man who knoweth to do right and don't do it right, don't do right, to that man is sin, glory to God. Well, if you know the Bible, it's dangerous for you to know it and not do it, glory to God. You know, I hear that a lot of times, you know, with me and God got a good relationship. He ain't got no good relationship with you. You're slipping, you're tipping, you're dipping, you're drinking. You're hanging out, you're laying out. I don't know what God you serve, but that ain't the one that I serve. Never, glory to God, You don't have a good relationship with him, glory to God. You're on the pulpit, you say you're deacon. You're on the usher committee, you say you're usher. You're on the greeting committee saying you're greeting, glory to God. Well, what are you greeting? Remember, glory to God. If you don't hear me, amen, glory to God, you don't hear nothing else say, understand this. Whatever spirit is in you, it transfers, glory to God. You know how things transfer. Let's just use an example. Hallelujah. In case you don't know, I'm going to help you out on the day. Glory to God. You know when you have sometimes, you know, people get credit cards and, you know, and they find a better credit card and they want to transfer that money over to another credit card, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just use credit cards or debit cards. You can use any of that or transfer money in another bank, whichever, however you want to do it. Anyway, it's transferring. Glory to God. And when you go and you take that out of one and you put it into another, glory to God. Well, when that spirit is on the inside of you, amen, glory to God, and you're not doing what you need to do, and you call yourself a minister of help, you call yourself a deacon, you call yourself, amen, glory to God, the one that I know the word, I know the word, I know what the God says, and I know what the God says. I don't know what that God you know, but amen, I know the one that I know, glory to God. You can't be doing all that, glory to God. That's the one that I know. That man knows, and you go to church every Sunday, and you know, you wear your nice dress, and you wear your nice suit, you're looking good, you're smelling good, good dollar money, you got all your Calvin Klein, you got all your Versace and your Sinatra and all that good stuff, glory to God, but where are you? Hallelujah. Are you really listening to what the preacher's saying? Are you really understanding what that word is calling you to be? Glory to God. Amen. I'm just giving you a side note here. Hallelujah. We're going to continue on down the road. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what he's saying? Hallelujah. Because they don't just get up there and waste their time. Instead of got prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and they tangled up. Amen. Glory to God. In the word of God, they didn't just want to sit there and waste their time. Glory to God. They came forth to give you a word that's going to deliver and set free and help you in this season. Glory to God. So let's go on. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's just move right on, glory to God. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, in other words, they brought her to him, and they set her down right there, you know, and then let's see what happens after this. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. So we want to learn what they're saying. They caught her. Huh? They caught her in the act. Now, they say, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Let's move on. Amen. We're going to work with it. Come on. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. What you say? Now, see, hear what it was, okay? Let's just walk with it for a minute. Okay, they said they caught this woman in adultery, and they brought up to Jesus to see what he was saying. See, they was trying to get him called up, you know? Because understand, sometimes people, that's just the way it is. Whenever you in a place sometimes, they try to get you called up and seeing how much word you know. Well, it ain't got that nothing to do with how much word you know. It's how much you live by the word that you do know. Hallelujah. You know, if you say you're saved and you feel with the precious Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost Spirit down in your soul, glory to God, then you know what? And you treat people right. You're doing people right. You're doing all you know how to do to continue and live righteous, glory to God. Well, guess what? That's what you need, hallelujah, glory to God. You can know the whole Bible and not do none of it. But work with what you already know, hallelujah. You ain't got to go way out there in space, glory to God. You know, sometimes you have so many hermeneutas and whatever they call them, glory, theologists and all that stuff. Oh, they ain't going to do you no good if you don't really know and have a relationship with a man named Jesus. It ain't going to do you no good, glory to God, hallelujah. It ain't. If you ain't got relationship with him, then that stuff ain't going to do you no good. It ain't going to do you a bit of good. Let's move on. So when they continue asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. Oh, he was telling the men, okay, if you think you ain't never sinned, glory to God. And you're seeing, amen, you see it, they were seeing, amen, they said this woman was caught in adultery. They saw her, and they caught her. Now, just think about it now, okay? They were over there saying they caught her. You haven't seen her. And the other one going and telling all the rest of them. So you know what? Just think about it. What could have been happening in that deal right there? You know, all of them probably have been caught in adultery with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then none of them wanted to be called out. So guess what? They don't go with the other one. The other one say, okay, you seen her, well, that's good enough for us. So if he go along with him, then guess what? He ain't going to tell it that they were some of the ones that was over there sleeping with her. Good God Almighty, that's how it works. Glory to God. You were with her too. If you wasn't with her, you were with somebody else that wasn't your husband or your wife. So what are you saying? Glory to God. Then you want, and then he's going to say, okay, well, we need to, what do you say we need to do with her, Jesus? What do you say? So they wanted to stone this woman. Hallelujah. And they said, the law of Moses had stoned her, but we were under his grace, glory to God. Apparently, they didn't know what they were talking about right there. But if they looked at it, they wanted to stone her because every one of them, huh, when Jesus stooped down, don't you think, hey, come on, walk with me. When he was stooping down, riding in the sand, he could have said, okay, Lucy, I saw you, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. When you was over there, okay, Luke, I saw you. When you went in the back door, hallelujah. I saw you, John, glory to God. When you was over there in the side window, hallelujah, and then you're going to tell them to leave the door right next door. I can sneak in, glory to God, good God Almighty. So you knew they were going to go along with the one that he called in adultery because they didn't want them to know that they had been over that well, glory to God. So they're going to believe what he's saying. So let's go ahead and stone her. In that way, she won't care who she been with. Hallelujah. She ain't worried. She won't point us out. That's the thing. She ain't going to point us out. Ain't that something how people do? You know, that's the way some do. You don't go and you tell on everybody else, but what about what you're doing? What about what you say? When they have sometimes in conversations, you know, people will turn conversations upside down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, they will. But okay, you never tell what you said, but you're always going to tell what the other person said, but you're never going to tell what you said. Hallelujah. And it was some of that, you know, he said, she said kind of stuff. Glory to God. But Jesus was writing in the sand, and he stooped down, and he was writing, okay, I see you over here, David. I saw you, okay. All right, and then over here, okay, John, I saw you. Okay, Luke, you was over there one night, too. Okay, Fred, you was over there, too, right? Okay, come on now. You don't want me to keep writing it down in the sand. All y'all had done been with her, glory to God. So now you want to stone her because you're afraid that she won't tell it. Just because some of you see somebody doing something, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, then you want to go tell somebody, but you'll be the main one, amen, that either said something, glory to God, or the main one that was crawling through the window, glory to God. Let's move on. Good God Almighty. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, they convicted. Come on. They got convicted when Jesus said this. Don't you know, amen, hallelujah, if they hadn't been messing with them, then they probably wouldn't have got convicted that easy. You know, they got convicted because they know, okay, well, I'm going to kill her. We're going to go ahead and stone her because, okay, because you know what? Yeah, I was willing. You was too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Amen. By their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest. even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Look, whenever he said all that and told them all everything, look who left first. The elders left first. Now, what do you think about that? Them the ones that were convicted, and glory to God. Don't you know, hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, now I'm seeing nowadays it is the elderly, glory to God, the elders, people, glory to God, the elders, glory to God. They're getting the young man, hallelujah, my God. So you see, amen, they left first. Because when Jesus started doing and saying what he had to say, all of them got convicted. And then they began to go away one by one, and they left the woman down there laying at the foot of Jesus, glory to God. And she was weeping and she was crying, glory to God, hallelujah. But you see, they didn't have no forgiveness in their heart, hallelujah, glory to God. But you know, the Bible says if we don't forgive, then he can't forgive us. So they wanted to stone her, they wanted to kill her. Because if they had stoned her, what was it going to do? It was going to kill her. Because you know they weren't going to just target at one place. They were just going to throw the stone. And he who was out seeing, let him cast the first stone. And if you ain't got no sin and you ain't never sinned, then you can cast the stone against your brother and your sister. But he said all have fell short of his glory, glory to God. But that doesn't mean you wallow in it, glory to God. See, let's see what he told her after all that took place. Hallelujah. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, there are those, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? He was saying, what is that? You don't see no one now. Everybody done gone. Because they didn't want to know. Hey, hold up. She may start calling on my name. I got to go. She might start calling on my name. I got to go. So you think they left? Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now understand, hallelujah, whenever he tells you, you know, you can ask for forgiveness. When you repent of your sin, then you move on from that. But you don't continue to go back and do the same thing over and over. You don't. You need to get some deliverance and some help if you can't get delivered from this thing. And if you know you got a problem with porn, then why are you going to sit and watch all this sex on TV? If you know you got an addiction, glory to God, why are you going to sit and listen to all this rap music with all this sex and all this cussing in it? If you know you got an addiction, glory to God, why are you going to pull up all this internet with all this perverted this stuff on here and look at it, glory to God? If you know you got a problem, why are you going to hang out with those you know ain't living right and they ain't doing right? If you know you got a problem, then why, glory to God, are you going to hang out with them in those places that you know that ain't godly places? If you know that you got a problem, glory to God, then why every time you turn around and they say, come on, let's go, you in the car with them, glory to God. If you know that you got that problem, then why would you still go and hang out with them? You can't hang out and live like hell and expect heaven's blessings. It just don't happen that way, glory to God. Because if you think everybody that leave here, go to heaven, you won't, glory to God. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, but you can't live like hell, glory to God, and expect heaven's blessings. You can't do it. He said, I rain on the just so well as the unjust. Yes, he do, glory to God. He do. Yes, he do. But you can't keep living like that and then thinking it's okay. Let's move on. Amen. Let's move on. Then spake Jesus again, them saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You know, when you walk in the light of the world, that's Jesus. Whenever you know who he is, that's Jesus. When you began to sift through this word and know what he's saying, do and don't do, glory to God, then that's Jesus. Whenever you live by his commandment, the Ten Commandments, that's just some, but there are other things, amen, in the Bible. He gave you a guideline, but there's still other commands in the Bible. Yes, that's Jesus. And he is the light of the world, glory to God. And you can let your light shine in a dark situation. You don't have to live the way you lived last year. Glory to God. We're at a new year. So make a new resolution, hallelujah, to keep, amen, yourself covered up. Glory to God. From head to toe, hallelujah. You ain't got to let everything hang out, glory to God, just to get a man's attention or just a man to get women's attention. You know, women, if you see a man with his pants down, glory to God, almost below his knees, what he got to do? He got to reach and grab him up, amen, and hold him up in order to walk up the steps. You don't need it. I'm just going to tell it like it is. 2018, glory to God. You don't need it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you ought to have some kind of idea. And if you walk up on one and he say, hey, mama, let him know you ain't their mama. Glory to God. You don't want him either. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, we done got to a point, hallelujah, that you don't want to wait on nothing. We think we can get it all right just in a quick, fast, and in a hurry. We live in that type generation. Hallelujah. You know? Lord, I want this. I want JoJo, and I want Johnny, and I want Susie Mae. You know, I want that woman right there, Lord. I want her. Then you say you want her, but then when you get her, you don't treat her right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when they stop looking, and stop looking so thirsty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know y'all see how sometimes people just, they look so thirsty, you know? Well, yes, I'm going to get him, you know, yeah, ooh, yeah, stop looking so thirsty. Hallelujah. You see, all these are laid down with this woman right here. But the thing about it, she knew every one of them name, but it never, she didn't call them out. She didn't have to. Because, see, Jesus already knew every one of them name and every one of them that had been in the lane with her. It didn't take them long because they left. Glory to God. You know, we live in such a generation now, hallelujah, where the young people, you know, you're marrying and you, yes, you marry while you're young, it's good, glory to God. But they're just going out there just getting married and don't stay together 2 weeks. They don't, some of them don't stay together 2 days, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I always say this, and I know I'm throwing this in there for free. Always get counseling. Do not marry anybody without counseling. You know why people don't get counseling now? Because they're afraid of what's going to come out of it. Glory to God. What's going to come out, glory to God. Stuff that need to come out. It'll stop you, amen, glory to God, from paying for a divorce. Hallelujah. It'll stop you for some pain and suffering. My God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move to 13. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. 14, Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. See, he was saying, he said, what you saying ain't true. Glory to God. See, they didn't believe when what he was saying was true. They didn't believe it. You know, that's how it is nowadays. They'd rather go and believe, amen, a lie than to believe the truth. They don't believe, amen, that Jesus is returning. Because you can see everything is just going haywire. They're just doing whatever they want to do. Just laying down with whoever they want to lay down with. You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. They lay down with everything, hallelujah, that have a past, glory to God. Everything got a short ministry on, glory to God. It don't matter, hallelujah. They just don't believe. See, they didn't believe when he was telling them who I am. He said, I am the light. I'm the truth. I'm the light, glory to God. And when you want Jesus, glory to God, that's all you need. You don't need nothing else, hallelujah. I'm not telling you not to get married. I'm not telling you, glory to God, not to, hallelujah. I'm just telling you, if you seek God first, then ask him and all these other things will be added. So whenever these monsters come, you can turn them around at your door. You won't accept everyone that come in your door. Glory to God. And everything that tell you, amen, hey, baby, you won't accept it, glory to God. Hallelujah. You won't get caught up. If you got the light and you're walking in the light and you're walking in righteousness, you won't get caught up. See, they didn't believe. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Let's move on to 15. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. Let's move to 16. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. He was telling them right there, you know, I hear from my Father. My father tells me, glory to God. Don't you know he'd already told them amen about these men and everything? He'd already known, hallelujah, that, okay, they're going to try to convict her. But look, they're all them around her that slept with her, glory to God, hallelujah. And now they want to stone her to death. He said he getting his word from, amen, from his father. He was telling them, I get my word from him. That's why I know I am the truth. But see, when they got their word, they one man seen, and he went back and told all the others. So then, yeah, they're going to go ahead, and they're going to side with him, glory to God. And they weren't even there. And the reason they weren't there, it could have been the main one that she had just left that night to much you call. Hallelujah. But you didn't see, they didn't even bring the man forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where was he at? They're going to leave her out there hanging. And that's how it normally happens. He leave her out there hanging. They're going to bring her. But where he at? He wasn't there to be stoned. It wasn't all right for him to do what he did because she didn't make him do it. Glory to God. He did it because he wanted to do it. He let his flesh out in the way. He told him to see, you're believing on what another man said. But I'm believing on the truth. I believe in what my father said. And my father spoke of these things. Glory to God. He told me. But you don't see where he brought the man and laid him down there, do you? Glory to God. They didn't say, well, here you go, Jesus, what are we going to do with him and her? Glory to God. No, they said, what are we going to do with her? But understand, hallelujah, even if she went over to his house, think about it. If she went over there, he had to let her in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He had to let her in. Or even, amen, glory to God, even if she was at her own house, she opened the door and let him in. He didn't have to, he didn't break in. Glory to God. But you don't see where they brought him. You know, ain't it something? You know, these men nowadays, hey man, they call these women all kinds of names, and they ain't good cute names either. You know, glory to God. They do that. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is, but that's just what they do. Hallelujah. It ain't cute names that they call them. Hallelujah. Just because, hallelujah, they don't want to talk to them and they don't want to say nothing to them. Glory to God. And they ain't going down the road that they're going down. And if they don't do what they ask them to do, then they'll call them names. Glory to God. That's just not so. That's not so. That ain't God. And if he's doing that to you, glory to God. He ain't knowing the Lord. So glory to God. Because God don't do his children like that. Glory to God. If you're a child of the Most High God, hallelujah. No, he ain't going to call you out your name. He going to call you your name because your name is written in the Lamb book of life. But he's not going to call you out your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. 17. It is also written in your law that the testimony, see right here, of two men is true. See, in their law, that's man's law. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know how they said? They said, well, you know what? You heard it. You know, let the truth be established by two or three witnesses. That's what they said. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Glory to God. But you know, sometimes just two people can get together and they'll say stuff, and you know what I'm saying? They're going to tell what the other one said, but they ain't going to say damn time what they said. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Then said they unto him, where is thy father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my father also. See, if he knew who Jesus was, he knew who he really was, then he would have known his father. But see, they didn't know. See, they asking questions, and they didn't know. Glory to God. Always make sure you know, amen, what you're talking about before, you know, glory to God, you're going to answer a person. It says, answer with the hope that lies within you. Yes, you do. But make sure you know what you're talking about. Amen. When you go, amen, say, you know what? Hallelujah. Well, you know what? This is what they said now. This is what they said. I said, I've seen it with my own eyes, you know. Glory to God. They said it. Hallelujah. But, you know, if two people know each other, they could be they could have been contemplated a lie. You just don't know. You have to be careful about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. These words spoke Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. See, Jesus was speaking in the temple, but guess what? Over there in the treasury, over there by the money, but nobody touched him because guess what? His hour hadn't come. His hour hadn't come. So they didn't touch him. He kept right on the teaching. Glory to God. So you see how deep Jesus taught people in the Bible also. Hallelujah. Don't think you don't need no teaching. We all need teaching. You have to remain open, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You have to remain, keep your mind open to know, amen, that you're on the right track. Hallelujah. Don't think because you got a little word up in you, then you don't need nobody. No, you want to continue to learn. Hallelujah. We were in a conversation, amen, on yesterday. And I told someone, you know what, I'm going to listen to these young folks because I want to hear what they got to say, you know. And they were teaching me something, and it's okay, amen. You got to be open to hear what they're saying because they know about a lot of stuff that you don't know. Hallelujah. They can teach you some technology if you listen. Hallelujah. And they can teach you some other things, too, if you listen. Let's move on. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, ye cannot come. Now, he was telling them now, see, you don't know who I am, because you ain't confessed me as Lord in your life. Because if you knew me, you wouldn't have never said, who am I? You would have never asked, who are you? When you know that you know that you know Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. And people can ask you, say, who are you? Say, I'm a child of the Most High God, glory to God. You can ask them, hallelujah. But there are some that don't know and don't know who he is and don't know which way to go. He was telling them, you don't know me, so you can die in your sin. Unless you confess Jesus as Lord and know who he really is, glory to God, then you can die in your sin. He said, I wish all, hallelujah, can be saved. He don't want nobody to perish on this earth without being saved. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We all got a chance, hallelujah. We can repent and do it quickly. Glory to God. Because times are changing. You can see, hallelujah, about a bed of the trees, and you can see, hallelujah, how cold it is, and you can see as it's snowing, amen, in certain places, and it's not snowing here. As I said on last week, I'm reiterating it is, glory to God. It's not snowing in some paid places. You can see by the mudslides and different things are happening, the different fires and everything that's going on. And we pray for those people, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can see, hallelujah, times are changing and it ain't going to be here long, glory to God, because he's coming. He's coming back. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? See, they didn't even know, glory to God. They did not even know. They're thinking, okay, he's saying this, you know, he's going to go. Where are you going? You know, is he going to kill himself? They didn't even know, glory to God, hallelujah. Whether I go, ye cannot go. And he said unto them, you are from beneath, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. He was telling them who he was. If they had listened at his teaching, when he was teaching them about the Father and teaching them about, you know, forgiveness and all this good stuff that they need to do and how they need to walk right and live righteous, but they wouldn't listen. They weren't listening right then. They weren't hearing. Let's move on. And I said, therefore, unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. He's saying it right here. If you don't believe that Jesus is Lord, you're going to die in your sins. He said, you're going to die in your sins. You don't believe that I was sent by the Father, you're going to die in your sins. If you don't believe that Jesus is the light, he's the truth, amen, glory to God, then you will, he said, die in your sins. Glory to God. Do you believe that Jesus is the light of the world? Do you believe that his everlasting life, glory to God, that you can have everlasting life? Do you believe it on today? Because some don't believe it. They think you get online, you just talk because you want to talk. No, you talk because you love people. You love souls, and you want to see them saved. That's what it is, because it ain't, I'm not charging a dime, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But nothing's free. Hallelujah. Yes, I have to pay for the internet. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. I have to pay for the radio station. Yes, I do. Glory to God. But nothing is free. Glory to God. You have to have money down here to live. Hallelujah. You can't just stay in a house. Amen. Glory to God. You probably can stay, amen, in a tent. Hallelujah. But you still got to have some place to put it. Hallelujah. You can't sleep in the park. Amen. Glory to God. Which I know some people do, but you know God sends them help. That's okay. Glory to God. It is what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you can't. Hallelujah. So I know you said I always ask for money, and I hear you, amen. When I get online, I hear the talk. It's okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to know that you know who you believe in and know that you know that he's going to give it back. Let me just help you with that, glory to God. You want to sow on good ground. That's what you do. So you can get a return of whatever you may need, whether it's a healing in your body, whether you need some of your family to be saved, hallelujah. It ain't all about us, hallelujah. It ain't all about you and your foe and no more, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Ain't it good? Hallelujah. And God is good. Then said they unto Jesus, woe, art thou? Who art thou? And Jesus said to them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And he's telling them, I speak to you from my Father. I speak to you from the things that I have heard from my Father. He said, I am true. I am the truth. Don't you know he is the truth and the light? Don't you want to walk in the truth and the light? Hallelujah. Don't you want to be, amen, your name written in the Lamb book of life? Glory to God. Let's move on. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me. He was saying, hold up, I'm speaking, amen, glory to God. I'm telling you, I am that I am. I am who he say I am. And I speak these things from my Father. You know, sometimes people can speak stuff, but it don't come from nowhere. You know, they say, well, you know, I'm a prophet, I'm on this and I'm that. Yes, glory to God. But where it coming from? If you can't find it in the word, then that ain't the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the word is there. He has the word in place. And whatever you hear, when somebody tells you something, it'll back it up in the word. When he said, I give you vineyards, you didn't plant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He give you houses, you didn't build. Glory to God. Come on now. It's in the word. He'll back it up with the word. Let's move on. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that pleases him. Do you do everything that pleases the Lord thy God? Do you glory to God? You know, I understand, you know, people use this one scripture. We all fall short of the glory of God. Well, you see, when she fell short, amen, right here, what did he tell her? He said, go and sin no more. So a lot of times people keep falling in that same old rut. You keep doing that same old thing. Let me just call it out to you. You keep stealing your tithe, glory to God. You keep going sleeping with JoJo, glory to God, hallelujah. And elders said, boom, boom, ma'am, glory to God. You keep going doing that same old, same old, same old, same old, glory to God. Well, you know, yes, he forgives you, but he also sent, amen, he sent someone to tell you that it's not right for you to do what you're doing. So once you learn to do better, glory to God, you do better. You turn from that sin. No, you don't keep using that scripture, we all fall short. Hallelujah. No, if you know to do better and don't do it, to that man is sin, period, glory to God. And you're going to have to suffer the repercussions for it, too, if you keep living in it. Hallelujah. My God. You got to learn, amen, when to fold them, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. When I give it up, I give it up, Lord. That's it. It's done. Because when God said it's time to come on in and stop doing what you're doing, he said it's time. I'm going to pull on you one more time. Not two. He said one more. Glory to God. When he said that one more time, I knew it was time then to stop. Hallelujah. Now, y'all ain't been saved all your life, some of you. Come on, you know how it was. You had to get there. You know, I always hear these people always tell me, they said, you know, you've got to catch a fish before you can clean it. So you got to be able to share what you've been through so they'll know they don't have to live like that. Hallelujah. Until you learn, hallelujah, to receive the Lord thy God and come on in. It ain't going to stop nothing. Amen. Glory to God. You can have fun over here. Hallelujah. You can laugh. You can do what you want to do. Glory to God. You can laugh. Amen. All except the sin. The sinful things will pass away, but you can watch TV. There's not stuff to watch on TV. Glory to God. There's comedy you can look at. All those things. You don't have to do that. Glory to God. You don't think you just have to shut down and wear a long dress down below your ankle? It ain't got nothing to do with it, glory to God. Because even then, with the dress is down to the ankle, still don't live right. I thought I throw that in there free. Glory to God. But just know who you belong to and know who he is, glory to God, on this day. You know, when you give your life to Christ, he'll turn you around, glory to God, and he'll place your feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. You stand in the gap for your family. When you pray, hallelujah, things will begin to happen. Doors will open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know you got to learn how to sweep around our own front door first. Sweep around the back door too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because some got them coming in the back and some got them coming in the front and some got them coming even through the windows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But you can repent. Amen. Do it quickly and turn around. Glory to God. But understand, they put the woman on blast, but they did not bring the man in to say what he had done because he sat there and he let him did it, glory to God. But that just wasn't so. Hallelujah. That just wasn't right. They didn't bring him in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, we know God is good. Hallelujah. And all the time God is good. We have a caller. Amen. I'm going to stop here right here for a minute and I'm going to take this call. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's 561. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 256, you're live and on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, great. I'm enjoying the message that you have. And it seemed like you're talking to me in other parts of my life when I was calling in to get prayer for a job. But I'm very much enjoying the message that you're giving because it's very much resonating with what I'm kind of going through right now.
Amen. And where are you calling from? I'm sorry.
Georgia.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we decree and we declare, Lord God, right now, Lord, that you send her a job, Father. Not just a job, but Lord, send her a good job, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to move every stumbling block out of her way, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, and you send her the job, Lord God, that she desires in her heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, because it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank you for calling in. God is going to move for you. I want you to come back to the line and let us know. Amen. Glory to God, how God moved for you, okay? Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Does anyone else desire prayer? You can press the 1. The lines are full. So if you want desire prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good. Glory to God. Don't just sit and not know who he really is. Glory to God. Know who God is. Know what he's about. Know, amen, in your life that he is. Amen. Glory to God. One that will not fail you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cut away all the riffraff so you can know, amen, and know that you have a seat in the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Because here in the Bible, like I said, what we got to do, we sweep around our own front door. See, if they had swept around their own door, then guess what? Glory to God. It wouldn't have been like that. But what they did, they forgot all about what they had done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they had did back then, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because nobody called them, glory to God. And that's why they wanted to, come on, wanted to stone her. But the man didn't come forth. Hallelujah. They were just there, hallelujah, with her. And she was weeping and crying, hallelujah. You know, I reach out and I say, amen, you know, there's a little song and there's a game that we play sometimes, amen, with children, you know, glory to God. And it's like little Sally Walker, glory to God. She was weeping and crying, hallelujah, glory to God. But where was the man? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I know the word of God, amen, came forth for the people of God. If you don't desire, you desire prayer, amen. Again, you can press the 1. Hallelujah, we have some time, amen, so I can take your prayer request. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just know that Jesus is the reason for every season. He's in this season now where he's calling his people to come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And come out of where you're living in. Amen. Glory to God. Your space is getting too crowded. Glory to God. And he ain't in it. Glory to God. Now, if you step back, amen, and let the crowded space go on and seek Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It ain't nothing he won't do for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I also want to encourage you, amen, to go over and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson, who's coming up next on The Voice of Truth. Glory to God. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you can go over and hear a word from her. Amen. After I dismiss here, glory to God, because God is good. I've already gave the invitation for Christ. Amen. The invitation for salvation. So, you know, just hold on. Amen. Glory to God. Changes are coming. You know, I know you hear it all the time, but don't you expect changes? You know, look at the seasons and the weather change. Glory to God. Cold in one place and hot in the other, snowing in one place and in the other. Amen. Glory to God and all that's going on. But you know what? I'm going to pray a quick prayer for the people. Amen. In the mudslide. And thank you, Lord, for laying that on my heart. I'm going to go ahead and pray for those people, hallelujah, and I want all y'all to pray with me, glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those people, Lord God, amen, that were in the mudslide, Lord, even those that got hurt, Lord God, in the subways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you, God, to strengthen their mind, Lord, strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, make sure you give them everything that they need, God, to survive, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, heal them everywhere they hurt, oh God, in their mind, Lord God. Let them know that you're still in control, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and mercy shall rest upon them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, comfort them, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord God, in the midst of every situation, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Have an awesome week. But remember, glory to God, to go over, amen, and hear Minister Lane. You're going to have a little break, and then you can go over, amen, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing and saying in her life. Glory to God. Amen.